You're listening to Bought and Beloved with Kirby Minnick. This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network. And a big thanks to our presenting sponsor, Zondervan, a revered and reliable source for transformative and inspirational content. Support this podcast by visiting zondervan.com and find your next favorite book.
Gents, Kirby Minnick here, aka Kirby is a boss, and welcome to the Bought and Beloved podcast. Man, oh man, I am so excited that y'all are here, that you're tuning in, and that you're ready to get a good word from the Lord. I'm super excited because this week's theme, topic, question, whatever you want to call it, is all about forgiveness and learning what it looks like to forgive another person. Now, I've made a YouTube video on this a little while back, but I think it's an important subject to touch base on because I've been talking to a lot of people recently and ministering to a lot of people on the topic of forgiveness. So it was really cool for me a few days ago to see that someone sent in a question about forgiveness and that they wanted advice on it. And I was like, you know what? Now is the time. Let's do it. Let's answer these questions about forgiveness and give the people what they want. And not just give the people what they want, but give them sound truth that will help them with where they're walking at, what they're walking through. So before I dive in, one thing that I definitely want to say is that if you have any questions, if you have any biblical questions or want advice over anything, godly Christian advice, I have a public email. It's botandbeloved@gmail.com. It's all spelled out, botandbeloved@gmail.com. And you can just submit your questions there. And every now and again, I'll pick one and I'll answer it. And if you want to, you can leave it anonymous, but I do ask that if you want to be brave, just sign it with your first name and maybe where you're from, just so I can see who all is getting this awesome gospel message reached to them. So without further ado, this week's message actually was requested to be left private, to be left anonymous, both in name and in location. So I'm going to honor that. And the question I got this week, just a few days ago actually, was, "Dear Kirby, I'm in a situation where I know I need to forgive someone, but I don't know how. I normally forgive fairly easy, but this situation is very hard. Do you have any advice?" Awesome. I love that question because just a few years ago, I was actually in a very similar place. And like I said, I made a whole YouTube video on forgiveness, and I'm probably going to make many podcasts on this topic because it is very important. And there are so many dynamics to forgiveness that I think we need to understand. But this question specifically, this person that sent it in says, "I'm in a situation where I know I need to forgive someone." And I think that's so good that you, writer, know that forgiveness is something that's necessary. Your spirit is compelled to forgive, but you might not know how. You might not know what that looks like. What even is forgiveness? Well, let's define the terms real quick. So forgiveness is canceling a debt. So in scripture, when we see that Jesus came and he forgave us for our sins, that means that he came down and he canceled the debt, and he canceled it actually by being an atonement, by paying it in full. Now, I love what Ephesians 4:32 has to say. It says this is the New International Version. It says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. In the ESV version, just like my Bible states, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. Now, I want us to focus on that second part before we focus on the first part. So it says, just as in Christ God forgave you. We are meant to forgive other people just as in Christ, God forgave us. Now, I don't know where you're at today. I don't know who might have hurt you or what situation you're walking through, but if you want freedom, If you want freedom from that situation, from that hurt, from that pain, from that anger, from that bitterness, then you have to learn how to forgive. Now, forgiveness may take time, and forgiveness should not just be empty words. Oh, I forgive you. No, it is something that has to happen in our heart. We need to understand what the transaction of forgiveness is, how it is the canceling of a debt, and we need to feel it deeply. We need to understand it. We need to know it in our hearts and be satisfied and have peace in forgiveness. Because otherwise, it's just empty words, and you're still going to be holding on to that vengeance. You're still going to be holding on to that idea that that person that hurt you owes you something. So for instance, I'll derail for a second. A few years ago, I was in a situation, I'm not going to get too into detail just because it was pretty intense. And someone really hurt me. Someone really just betrayed my trust, and it hurt and it broke my heart. And genuinely, if I were to lay the facts before you, I'm pretty sure that you all would have agreed with me that this person deserved to pay for how they treated me, for what they did, and how badly that they hurt me. And I looked at that and I held on to that, and I allowed that debt and that idea of, well, they owe me, I allowed that to fester into anger, to fester into bitterness, to fester into vengeance. And it came to a point where I was just so consumed that whenever I would think about that person or see that person or whatever, hear their name, I would just get so full of anger and anxiety. And oh, it was so hard. It was so hard because there was nothing I could do. There was nothing I could do or control to get what I wanted in that situation. I was clinging to it, saying, they owe me. But I knew that they were never going to fess up to what they did. I knew that that wasn't the situation. That wasn't the case. They weren't going to pay the price that they probably deserved to pay. So that's kind of intense, but maybe the person that sent in this question, maybe that's exactly what you're going through, where someone truly did wrong you and it seems as though that they owe you. And I'm not discrediting the justice system. I'm not discrediting the laws, especially just in our society and things like that. Like, if someone does something that is like really wrong, I definitely believe that we need to get it right in our hearts, but I don't believe that Christ discredits, you know, for there to be consequences, because there are consequences. There is disciplinary things that sometimes have to take place, and other times there is grace, and other times there is mercy. But that's what I want to focus on today. I want to focus on the grace and the mercy and the forgiveness, because that's another topic for another day. But anyways, getting back to what I was talking about, forgiveness. It is not easy to forgive other people, and I know that firsthand. But forgiveness, it's not just letting go and justifying what a person did. Hear me on this. Forgiveness is not justifying the wrong action that was taken against you. That's not what forgiveness is. Forgiveness is you making the decision to let go, to release them, to release the debt, to cancel the debt, to cancel the vengeance towards someone who did something that hurt you. You know, maybe they deserve to pay, maybe they don't deserve to pay. Who knows? I don't know. I don't know your situation specifically. But it is choosing, despite whether they deliberately did something to hurt you or not, whether they deserve to pay for it or not, it is choosing to let go so that you can be freed. It is so that you can be freed, not just them. Yes, it probably benefits them in some way, but we will see that through that, Christ is glorified. Christ is glorified through forgiveness. Now, I keep jumping all over the place, but we need to understand why we are called to forgive. I read earlier that we are called to forgive because Christ first forgave us. We need to understand us individually first before we assess the situation that calls for forgiveness with someone else who has hurt you. You as an individual have sinned against God. You have sinned at least one time in your life. We are born with a sin nature. That's inevitable. We sin. We have racked up and accumulated a debt against God. We have a debt. And, you know, back in the Old Testament, people would pay for that and atone for that by doing animal sacrifices, by paying off the debt essentially through those things. But Christ came to be the ultimate atonement, and it is through Christ that we have received forgiveness, because Jesus paid our debt. Not only has our debt been canceled in a sense and we've been freed from debt, but Jesus paid for it. He literally came down. He looked at the receipt that we racked up on the credit card we have, from which we have no money to pull out and pay off. Literally, no, we have so much debt from everything we have done wrong and sinned against the Father with. And Jesus says, I'm going to pay for this. I'm going to pay for this so that you can receive forgiveness, so that you can receive eternal life. Jesus justified us in that he came down and he paid for our sins. And now, whenever we do sin, we can go to the Father and he will willingly forgive us because of Jesus and because of his Son, because we are in him. So, understanding that we are so deserving of facing the consequences, and knowing that Christ showed his love for us, that he came down and he paid with his life for our sins so that we wouldn't be paying the debt of death, you know, essentially. Jesus died our death, but because he's Jesus, you know, he overcame, because that's who he is, because he's the Son of God. We don't have to die. We get to enjoy the fullness of life. And it is all a beautiful act of forgiveness and love and grace and mercy. I think those are two phrases we hear a lot in scripture, but we don't know the difference between. But I want us to understand the difference between grace and mercy real quick. So I have this written in my Bible. Grace and mercy are two sides to the same coin. So mercy, think about this in reference to the Father and how he has displayed his love for you, and how he has been to you, his character towards you, in terms of forgiving you and freeing you from the bondage of sin and death. So mercy is the decision and grace is the action. Now you might be like, what does that even mean? Well, I'll go into further detail. Mercy is God not giving us what we do deserve. So we deserve judgment, but God has mercy on us in that he does not give us the judgment we deserve. Jesus came down and he took on the full wrath of God. He took on the judgment. And grace is God giving us what we don't deserve. And that is freedom in him. That is forgiveness. That is salvation alone. That is favor alone. If we were to look at all the wrong things we have done in our life, I fall before the throne of the Father, and it is hard for me to even think that he could ever want me and forgive me, but he does. He loves me so much, and he loves you so much that with the debt that you've accumulated, he shows us mercy. He removes that judgment, and instead he shows us grace, and he gives us salvation. He gives us freedom to delight in him. He removes the bondage. He removes the burden. He removes the weight. He removes the debt. He cancels it. And you know what that one song says? I don't deserve it. Literally, like, we don't deserve it. We don't deserve grace. We don't deserve the mercy that we have been shown. But it is because he loves us so much and he wants us to delight in the fullness of his life and who he created us to be as holy, sacred, set apart from the profane, that we get to delight in grace and forgiveness and mercy, which is beautiful. So understanding that, I pray and I pray and I pray that you take the time to truly understand how God has forgiven you and how you get to delight in freedom now. Understanding how we don't deserve it, but he calls us worthy now, and we get to walk as sons and daughters. When we understand that, when that light bulb clicks for us, and when we see ourselves as how God sees us, we will be able to see other people in the light and in the eyes of how God sees them, how there is a broken state within humanity that is in desperate need of a savior. we have an amazing sponsor, and it is called Night in Boxes. Now, you might be wondering, what is Night in Boxes? Night in Boxes is all about creating memorable date nights from the comfort of your home. The Night in Boxes team wants to give couples and families an amazing experience that can create lasting memories. And they even have a way to add on a faith option to help deepen your relationship with God, which I think is so awesome, so vital, so important. And they're partnering with us to give away two free boxes if you set up a date night in box or a kids night in box for the 6 month or 12 month subscription. So trust me, it's going to be worth it. Super duper awesome. But all you need to do is go to datenightinbox.com and use the code CONVERGE at checkout to access the $79 discount when you set up for a 6 or 12 month subscription. Gain a fresh way to date your significant other. Shout out to datenightinbox.com. Go check them out. Use that promo code CONVERGE and date in a creative way with Date Night in Box.
Too often the world speaks words of harm, and too often we believe them. So we live stories God never intended for us. Yet God longs to rewrite and redeem your story. Tiffany Kilgore, founder of the lifestyle and design boutique House of Belonging, grew up in a broken home before marrying at the tender age of 16. Years later, divorced and with three small children, she remarried. The seasons that followed brought two more children, another broken marriage, chronic disease, major surgeries, and cycles of abuse, leaving Tiffany feeling alone and unloved. Hungry for healing and a safe space, Tiffany began seeking Jesus through journaling and soon found breadcrumbs of grace leading her down a new path. It was there that she found a rich table set for misfits just like her, a place of nourishment and restoration. Where she was fed lies of worthlessness, God fed her truth that she was His treasured daughter. Where she was told she was a helpless victim, God offered her the cup of His strength. Where she once held an empty future, God gave her hope and a fresh start. Tiffany's new book, Misfit Table, is for anyone who has ever felt out of place or at odds in the world. And you can pick up a copy of this stirring invitation to come home to where you belong. Come and sit, take and eat, and join the battle cry to take God at His word. Available wherever you buy books. Now, let's get back to the show.
Going back to that time that a person hurt me, like I said, I came to a point where I was like, Lord, I want to forgive this person. I want to, because I want to be freed from this bitterness. I want to be freed from this vengeance I feel inside me. This is not from You. I know that, Lord. I want to forgive. But how? How do I genuinely forgive? I don't want to just say, I forgive you, and it not be real. I want to be freed, because forgiveness is freedom. Forgiveness is not only freedom for the other person, freedom from the debt, but it's freedom for you, that you don't have to cling to that anymore, that they owe you, and that you feel like you have to be on top of it. No, forgiveness for a believer, I believe, is when we open up our hands and we not only show them grace and mercy, but we give it to the Lord, understanding that He is in control. You need to understand that the Lord is in control. And back with my situation, that's what the Lord showed me. He said, I need you to look at this person that hurt you. And I was like, all right, God, let me look. So, you know, I'm praying. I'm envisioning this person. And He was like, what did this person do to you? And, you know, I laid it before the Lord, and He said, okay, what do you want for them? And I was like, God, I want them to pay. I want them to pay for what they did. I want them to not suffer. You know, I'm not I wasn't that angry, but I was like, God, like, I just want them to pay and know what they did was wrong. I want them to feel all these things and blah, blah, blah. And I could see God was revealing in my heart the bitterness and vengeance that I was feeling. And God asked me a serious question, and I want to ask this to you all today that are listening. God asked me, do you really want me to pour out my wrath on that person? And, you know, I think it's easy in moments where someone really wrongs us for us to be like, yes, Lord, all Your wrath, you know, rain fire down from heaven and show them that I am Your beloved and that they should have never done that. They should have never crossed Your child, you know. We can get into that mindset. But the more I thought about that, you know, God posing that question to me, do you really want me to lay out my wrath on this poor person? And then he continued his question in saying, or do you want them to truly know me? Do you want them to just pay for what they did and to suffer? Or do you want them to have a heart change, that they are transformed in their heart and the renewing of their mind and their action, their character, their speech, conduct, all of those things, and that they are set apart and they're pursuing holiness instead? Is that what you want for them instead, Kirby? And I remember my heart just breaking. I truly believe that the Lord just gave me eyes to see people in a different way, people that hurt people in a different way. We've all heard it before, hurt people hurt people. I had to really understand that the person that hurt me is so broken, that they are so human. More importantly, they are in need of forgiveness more than I want them to receive wrath. And I pray that over all of us today, that we desire for people to receive forgiveness and to be transformed rather than to just receive punishment and then be discarded. You know, because at the end of the day, it's like, what do we gain from that? What does anyone gain from that? I want to see people transformed and freed from the life of sin and the decisions that they're making and how it affects people. I want them to be freed and to walk in the things of the Lord. And a scripture that is brought to mind for me is Romans 12, 17 through 19. And this is what it says in the New King James Version. It says, repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Then I love this, verse 19. Beloved. Oof, come on, bought and beloved. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. So again, as I said, with unforgiveness, that's holding on to bitterness. That's holding on to vengeance. That is trying to execute your own will and your own judgment and your own punishment. And honey, that power does not belong to you. First of all, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I will repay. But more importantly, like, do we really want God just pouring out his wrath on terrible people? Or would you rather, you know, kind of like Paul in the Bible, would you rather just see a change of heart and see a man go from murdering Christians to being one of the greatest missionaries and people who have contributed to the advancement of the gospel of all times? I genuinely would rather see my betrayers and the people that have hurt me and the people that are against me and the kingdom, I would rather see them receive forgiveness and have a true heart transformation than to only receive the wrath of God and to never experience a life of transformation and the fullness of life. I think that we need to start seeing each other as Jesus saw us on the cross. Jesus literally uttered, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." Guys, the people that are hurting you, deep down, you know, they're accountable for their decisions. Again, don't get me wrong with that, but they don't know the weight of what they're doing. They don't know the weight. And the only way that they will understand the weight of their wrongdoing is by knowing the grace and the love and the mercy of God. As we forgive other people and show them grace and show them mercy genuinely, and you allow the Lord to work in your heart with that, showing you how God forgave you, and you are able to love other people. I mean, the people that I have forgiven in my life, that one instance, I remember that person saying, Kirby, a while later, like a year later, saying, why did you, how could you have forgiven me for that? Like, I was so terrible and all these things. I was like, because of the Lord, I forgive you because I have been freed from that. I've been freed from that situation. And I trust in the Lord's hands. I trust that he is going to heal me. I trust that he is going to comfort me. I trust that whatever whatever a person has robbed from me or has wounded me with or hurt me with, that God will not only restore that, but that he will restore it tenfold, that he will give me something even better, not prosperity, gospel kind of restoration, but he will give me comfort. He will give me peace. He will give me the ability to relate to people and to love other people and to forgive other people, recognizing their broken state as humanity and who you are in Christ. We need to understand how God sees us and who he created us to be in order to forgive other people. I guess with all of this being said, I know this isn't kind of a traditional podcast like I've done in the past where it's kind of been like my points and everything. I kind of wanted to speak from a place of realness and rawness and experience in my own life that I have been able to forgive other people genuinely by understanding the broken state of humanity, including myself, what God has done for me, realizing that God is in control and vengeance is his, but more so desiring forgiveness for other people, because I know that the forgiveness that God showed me and the grace and the mercy he has shown me has transformed my life. And I desire that for everyone else. I mean, if I were to take on the full vengeance of God that I deserved, wow, I don't desire that for anyone else. I want them to receive the grace and the mercy and the forgiveness that Christ has shown me. And I am going to be the hands and feet of Christ. I'm going to be a vessel of doing that to other people. And again, it may take time. It may take time. The Lord will have to walk you through it and mend your heart from the brokenness and the hurt and the pain. But know that you don't have to hold on to it. You can release it unto him, trusting his hands, that it if it is worthy of wrath, if it is worthy of vengeance and justice and those things, that the Lord will be faithful to carry those things out, because he does care for his people. The Lord cares for his people. But I pray that you are moved to forgive, and that you pray for the people that have hurt you, for their transformation, and that God will be able to use you as a witness and use your encounter and the things that happen between you two as a testimony to his grace and for his glory and for his kingdom. I know that is so hard. It is hard to forgive. But when we understand the forgiveness we have received and the brokenness of humanity and how good our God is, man, we will desire that for other people. I promise you. I promise you. Forgiveness isn't easy, but it is freedom. Forgiveness is freedom. Well, to my anonymous little writer, I hope that helped. I hope it helped anyone listening, just from my own personal experience and from what scripture states alone, that forgiveness is essential. And we can only do it by the grace of God genuinely in our own lives, because we have received that grace for ourselves. But for those of you who may have questions or want advice on anything, feel free to shoot an email to boughtandbeloved@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening, for subscribing. If you're not already subscribed, what are you doing? Subscribe. Also, you can swipe up, especially if you're on iTunes, and you can leave a sweet little comment. Those mean the world to me. And leave a nice 5-star rating so we can get this gospel message out to other people as it climbs the charts. Not for my sake, but for the sake of other people who need to forgive, because I guarantee you that there are hurt people out there who need to learn how to forgive and release that hurt for themselves so that they can live in freedom. Also, follow me on Instagram @KirbyIsABoss and Twitter as well. I also have a YouTube channel. It's Kirby is a Boss. That's literally all my social media, so just look me up on that. I love you guys, and I am praying that the Lord does a good work in your hearts in terms of forgiveness, but also in the people that you're forgiving. Please be prayerful for those people, that they will see the love of God, that they will repent, and that God will show grace on them, that his spirit will move in them just as he is moving and healing you. Until next time, guys, I'm Kirby Minnick, and thank you so much for tuning into the Bought and Beloved podcast. Love y'all.
Thanks for listening to Bought and Beloved with Kirby Minnick. This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network. For more information about this show, visit convergepodcastnetwork.com. With so many podcasts to choose from, we're glad you chose to tune in today. we'd like to invite you to listen to one of our other Converge podcast partners. Head in the Clouds with Ryan Romeo is all about having a dream or calling to serve God, but then daily putting it into action and drawing inspiration on the journey. Great encouragement for those looking to do big things for God. Subscribe today to Head in the Clouds with Ryan Romeo.